The holidays are already in full swing. The lights are up, you got good people, good food, and good vibes. And there to help keep that energy going is Sprite Winter Spice Cranberry. With that crisp cranberry flavor with a smooth winter spice twist. It's the drink that livens up game nights, gift exchanges, or just catching up in the kitchen with a burst of holiday flavor. It's a seasonal favorite, but it's only here for a limited time. So grab it while you can. Sprite Winter Spice Cranberry. Sprite. Obey your thirst.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When the holidays start to feel a bit repetitive, reach for a Sprite Winter Spice Cranberry and put your twist on tradition. It's a refreshing way to shake things up this sipping season, and only for a limited time. Sprite, obey your thirst.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Let's talk about the illness of not that long ago, where they took the day off kind of out of nowhere. Courts out, then it started, the rumor started rumbling and people had their opinions of, well, what's going on? And then we officially did hear. It was Karen. She wasn't feeling well. Allergies, apparently, the reason for canceling court that day. Even her own dad, who her own dad really might want to just muzzle it for a little bit because he seems to be not helping Karen in many ways. It's like, yeah, you know, she's feeling better now. She was, you know, she was just exhausted. I'm paraphrasing here. And I get it. Of course, you're going to be exhausted. This has got to be insanely emotionally taxing for anyone who is on the stand, innocent or guilty. But to completely call off court because of allergies? I mean, they drug Michael Jackson into court in his pajamas one day because he was feeling down. Karen Reed is not Michael Jackson. Why? How? What was going on behind the scenes here that you got Bev to agree and you got the defense and the prosecution to agree? Because you need all three to say court's going to be done for the day. What, in your opinion, happened here to allow that to take place?
You know, this was a pretty permissive allowance that the judge gave Karen Reed to miss trial due to allergies. You know, I've had cases where the defendant or a witness is pregnant and they ain't feeling so great. We look at the Diddy case, Cassie Ventura, yeah. The lead victim has been on the stand, I think she's on her third day now, you know, 8 months pregnant or so. I've had cases where folks have cancer and they have to come into court and take care of business. Those same, you know, it seems like Karen Reed wasn't held to those same standards when she had some purported allergy issues and missed court.
Allergies are an interesting term. Some people can be allergic to alcohol. I know that is a thing. Just say, I'm not saying, but I'm saying without saying.
Or future jail. Who knows?
Or future jail. Exactly. You know, the allergic to not wearing the $1,700 pantsuits, which, you know, I hear, you know, orange is the new $1,700 pantsuit. I really feel that is bizarre. I don't want to go too far down the road of speculation because so much of this stuff is just out there on the internet. But it was people within her own camp that were posting, and these are the FKR folks who are very, you know, say one word negative about Karen Reed and, you know, they want to take away your life. These are the folks. Some of them were saying, hey, we saw her out the other night. Hey, we saw her drinking martinis. We saw a lot of people allegedly saw this. I can't confirm it. I'm just going off of what some of her supporters have said. Kind of a bad look. And I mean, at this point, you know, if the judge did find out, if there was confirmation, if somebody snapped a photo of Karen out the night before pounding back some cocktails, is that anything that the judge would have any sort of opinion on at this point? Or is it just, you know, she's back in court, let's keep moving, we did take the day off?
You know, I'm not privy to every court order that's been issued in this case, and I think some of them have not been made public, but it would be standard for the judge to have an order saying the defendant, while the case is pending, cannot drink alcohol at all. This is alleged to be a vehicular homicide where she was drunk and ran somebody over.
Let's add that to the mix.
Yeah, so I would be, if the judge found out about it and there was such an order, and if that did happen, I think Karen could be in hot water. Sometimes it even can result in having a bond revoked.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be very interesting. And I mean, just for the sake of this, maybe not presenting as someone with a problem with alcohol might not be the best thing to do actively while you are on trial. Maybe, you know, and the other excuse was, oh, she's so tired and so exhausted. Yeah, you know what? Good night's sleep. Get to bed. I know you got to stay up a bit every day and they got to plan for the next day, but maybe not doing it, you know, at the margarita bar is a better, you know, maybe do it in your office, do it somewhere. No, but yeah, I know it's obvious stuff, but apparently it eludes some. And her attorneys, they seem to be going along with this. People are seeing them out together, you know, throwing this stuff back allegedly. What the hell are they thinking? I mean, they're doing this in the damn town where she's being tried, where, you know, image is pretty important. People are going to talk. The jurors are not supposed to look at anything when they go home. Of course they're not. But do they all know? So to have this stuff out there, what are they thinking? What is going on in the mind of the people who are supposed to be keeping her corralled so she doesn't continue to incriminate herself?
It seems like a risk and an unnecessary one on behalf of the entire defense team.
Yeah.
You know, especially considering the sensitive issues in this case of alcohol and a vehicle, and now somebody's dead, and the national spotlight is on these folks, and people are watching them. You know, I can't help but wonder, and this is just speculation, but if the defense team themselves have sort of got caught up in the Hollywood publicity of this thing, and they're out on the town, and they're big shots now in their minds, and they are big shots.
They are actually.
But, I can't help but wonder if that's going on and could be influencing some of the choices they make.
I wonder. I mean, everybody's human, and you know, I guess sometimes it takes the best of you when, and you don't even know it. Because you're kind of wrapped up in that bubble, and that certainly is a bubble that surrounds Karen Reed of the echo chamber of, you know, complete immunity. No matter what she says, no matter what she did, no matter anything, she's innocent. And that's how they seem to frame it. Another problem in the case is the taillight, and specifically John's hair on the taillight and the little piece of glass that was found inside the taillight itself. I guess we're speculating on if it's glass. I know the expert that was on the other day said, I can't identify if something is glass or not. That's not just part of her purview. It's just can't do that. But they were really strong on that. How could this possibly be that there was this little piece of glass within the taillight after it went about 60 miles in a snowstorm, in a blizzard? How are these things still present on the vehicle itself. And why didn't anybody take pictures of the damn car as soon as they could before having to haul it all of that way, especially the tail light? Let's first start with talking about just the probability of this thing getting through a snowstorm and there still being a hair on it and there being a little piece of glass in the tail light. Sounds kind of crazy. It sounds kind of extreme. It sounds kind of improbable, but I want to ask anybody this, and I'm going to ask you this too. Have you ever put anything like on the back of your vehicle or if you have a truck, a bed or something, and you travel with it, and have you ever been surprised just how well intact it is by the time you get to where you're going? The back of a vehicle does not get the same wind resistance that the rest of the vehicle does. Granted, I know we're talking about a snowstorm here, but I think a little testing there could go a long way, and people might be surprised with what they find. What are your thoughts?
Thoughts are, the evidence raises some questions in that respect. You know, one is, if Kara Reed backed into John O'Keefe with her vehicle and it caused damage to the taillight, how would his hair, like, think about like the levels of the, where a person's head would be if they were standing, and then the level of where a taillight would be. It doesn't align with how tall John O'Keefe is. And so how did that hair get in there? And I think the way the defense is going to construe this is, this is a perfect, neat little package of a bunch of incriminating evidence they put all together at one and said, here, look, she must have hit him. And defense is going to say, hey, they did that on purpose and they planted that. And that's a conspiracy.
That's to assume that everyone walks completely upright at all times, even after being hit by a vehicle. Sure. And you're getting back up, or you're drunk. And maybe you slip, maybe you tie your shoe, maybe you're doing something back there that puts you at that level. I mean, it's not insane to think, okay, he goes down, he's getting back up, here you're at taillight level, boom. Not, you know, completely impossible to think about, that maybe that's what was going on. Yeah. I don't think
not,
that
not at all. Yeah. And you know, defense is going to have their take on it. And then the prosecution, especially on redirect and possibly the rebuttal case, is going to try to explain all of these specters of questions and concerns that defense raised. And that would be a really compelling way to explain it, is that, like, hey, it wasn't necessarily just him standing upright the whole time. There could have been different posturing and movements.
Mm-hmm. It seems to be an interesting one. And then you got the glass, that as well being a question. I mean, it's been speculated for a while, like, did the glass, you know, did he throw it at the vehicle? Did the impact with the glass in his hand, was that part of the impact on him? Then you got the ARCA folks that are going to say that, well, this isn't exactly consistent with a vehicle strike. But exactly how are we measuring that, I guess, is the question. I mean, yes, if he was standing there perfectly in this one place, it doesn't look like it's a vehicle strike. Are they taking into account all the other possible poses this man was very likely in and getting struck by a vehicle?
Well, what I can tell you, so I do criminal defense, but I also do some personal injury work. And accident reconstruction is a big deal in personal injury. And you'd be surprised how in nearly every big case that's litigated, the plaintiff has an accident reconstructionist that says, oh, the accident must have happened this way. And the defense has an accident reconstructionist says, no, no, it must have happened this other way. And they cite to their analyses and they cite to scientific principles and physics and biomechanical engineering and everything else. And they reach completely opposite conclusions. And so, you know, to take only one accident reconstruction analysis as gospel would be foolhardy.
So you're saying accident reconstruction is not exactly an absolute science?
It is not, and it's a science from which different experts can reach completely different conclusions based on how they're seeing it.
Is that a science then, or is that more of opinion?
What is a science? You know, well, it's hard to say. Is fingerprint analysis a science, or is that somebody looking at some ridges and saying, hey, these ones look, you know, I'm eyeballing it, they appear to match up? I think that question could be raised as to a number of expert testimony subject matters.
Yeah.
But certainly not an absolute hard science in that sense.
I mean, to this day, people are still coming up with new analyses on how the Titanic sank. And we're talking, you know, 100 some years later. We think it broke up this way, according to new science. Okay. So, I mean, this really could be something that could be argued forever. And you could easily have one side coming in saying, okay, this is how we see it. This is how we see it. And like you just said, then it's left to the jury. Is the jury any better off by having the accident reconstructionists even come in if both are going to say completely opposite things and they are the experts?
I think the benefit would inure to the defense on that, because the prosecution wants is they want a defined, coherent, compelling narrative in terms of the version of events, in terms of the evidence of what happened. Defense wants to mix it up. They want to throw in some wrenches here. And when you throw in an expert who says the exact opposite of what a different expert says, that's a wrench that they're throwing in. That chaos and confusion can sometimes translate to doubt, can sometimes translate to reasonable doubt.
Yeah, I can very much see that.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
When the holidays start to feel a bit repetitive, reach for a Sprite Winter Spice Cranberry and put your twist on tradition. It's a refreshing way to shake things up this sipping season, and only for a limited time. Sprite, obey your thirst.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
When the holidays start to feel a bit repetitive, reach for a Sprite Winter Spice Cranberry and put your twist on tradition. It's a refreshing way to shake things up this sipping season, and only for a limited time. Sprite, obey your thirst.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
When the holidays start to feel a bit repetitive, reach for a Sprite Winter Spice Cranberry and put your twist on tradition. It's a refreshing way to shake things up this sipping season, and only for a limited time. Sprite, obey your thirst.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
When the holidays start to feel a bit repetitive, reach for a Sprite Winter Spice Cranberry and put your twist on tradition. A bold cranberry and winter spice flavors fusion, Sprite Winter Spice Cranberry is a refreshing way to shake things up this sipping season, and only for a limited time. Sprite, obey your thirst.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
When the holidays start to feel a bit repetitive, reach for a Sprite Winter Spice Cranberry and put your twist on tradition. It's a refreshing way to shake things up this sipping season, and only for a limited time. Sprite, obey your thirst.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
When the holidays start to feel a bit repetitive, reach for a Sprite Winter Spice Cranberry and put your twist on tradition. A bold cranberry and winter spice flavors fusion, Sprite Winter Spice Cranberry is a refreshing way to shake things up this sipping season, and only for a limited time. Sprite, obey your thirst.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions.
apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.